Replay, reflect, believe. More of God's Word for walking in faith every day of the week.
We pray that you are inspired to read the scripture further and to continue attending your local church. When in Philadelphia, you're welcome to join us for worship at Open Door Baptist Church, 1632 North 26th Street, zip code 19121, Sundays at 11 a.m. Now it's time to enjoy today's message.
Amen. Come on, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day and for this dwelling place. Yes, we give you all praise and all honor. This day is yours to do as you desire to do. And this dwelling place is yours for what you have intended to do. Yes, Lord, even the dwelling place of our heart, we give to you now for your purpose and your glory. May the world know of your goodness because of the voice that you have given us, the love that you have shown us, and the favor that we did not deserve. For this we give you the gratitude of our hearts, O Lord. Guide us in this word this morning, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're with me in the text this morning, we'll be in the Old Testament. We're there in Exodus, the 35th chapter. We're going to go 4 through 9. Really, for your homework, we can't exercise it in the course of our gathering this morning, but your homework is our chapters 35 through 40. Amen. I know it sounds like a lot, but it'll move fast for you. This morning, we're just going to be at the start of that. Again, Exodus 35, we're going to start at the fourth verse, and we'll touch briefly into Exodus, the 40th chapter, down in the 33rd, which is the end of that section. Amen?
Amen.
So it reads, it says, Moses said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, this is the thing that the Lord has commanded. Take from among you a contribution to the Lord. Whoever is of a generous heart, let him bring the Lord's contribution, gold, silver, and bronze, blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen, goat's hair, tanned ram skins and goat skins, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones and stones for setting and for the ephod and for the breastpiece. Again, the rest of chapter 35 and getting us all through chapter 40 will go into more detail about the building of or the making of the tabernacle, the place where God would meet Israel. And then if you go to Exodus 40, right near the end in the 33rd, we see there it's saying, so Moses finished the work. That's why you got to read it all over the course of the week. You'll find how they started and how they finished. And in verse 34, it says, then the cloud covered the tent of meeting and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
Amen.
And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud settled on it and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Throughout all their journeys, wherever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the people of Israel would set out. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not set out till the day that it was taken up. Verse 38, for the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. And for the time that we have together this morning, I just want to speak from the subject, giving with purpose. Amen. Giving with purpose. And again, we just celebrated 76 years of faith here at Open Door Baptist Church. And we honored the history of those who strived back then and those who continue to push forward today. And likewise, in consideration of our text in Exodus 35, we honor those who gave 76 years ago, 70 years ago, 60 years ago, 50 years ago, who gave and contributed to the church back then. And all of you who in this present day continue to give and contribute to the church in 2025. Listen, giving to the church can be controversial in the society that we live in. There'll always be those who question giving to the church. Some even to suggest that there are better ways to spend money and time than contributing to the offering basket. However, here in the Word of God in Exodus chapter 35, we find God beginning to teach Israel how to give with purpose. Amen. Indeed, there's purpose in giving. There's purpose in serving. And here in Exodus 35, God desires a dwelling place where he can abide and lead his people. And he uses Moses. He has to use him as a mouthpiece. And he calls for a free will offering. Amen. God is calling on Israel to give with purpose. And that purpose is to build a tabernacle where he can fellowship with his people. All right. That's his goal. That's what he is designing the tabernacle for. If we look at the text in 4-9, Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord, gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins and acacia wood, oil for the light and spices for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate." And so if we just look at these three verses, and we can see three different points to what God is teaching us through Israel at the time. First, in verse 4, we see that the call for giving comes from the Lord and not from the preacher. Amen. Amen. We should note here that God had actually given this instruction to Moses back in chapter 25, but it's now being delivered by Moses in chapter 35. Sometimes the call for giving is outlined to leadership before you may hear it for yourself. Amen. So it can be a tough job. It can be a tough message to ask for an offering. But Moses is instructed to ask, just as leadership is instructed today. Moses had to speak what he said out of obedience to request offerings and sacrificial giving. The next thing we find in the verses here is that the Lord calls for willing hearts. Amen. He's not obliging or forcing our giving, but he's calling for what he calls a free will offering. And so we note that out of verse 5, that while Moses doesn't have a choice to speak the request regarding giving, the Lord gives the congregation a choice. They have a free will offering. God is seeking those with a willing heart to contribute to the tabernacle of the Lord. And although it's in the New Testament we hear more about this, that God loves a cheerful giver, we find here in Exodus that the request for willing hearts, and we find that that was not new. Amen. He's saying again, whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring. He moves from there and he goes into verse 6, and God gets a little specific. He starts to say that this offering that I'm asking for, it's indeed something of value. God begins to speak and says, gold, silver, today we call that money, items of value that were given for specific purposes in the tabernacle. If you're taking notes, you might want to highlight these two things. One, God is specific regarding the offering that he's requesting. He doesn't ask for the free will design of the tabernacle. Amen. When God is sending purpose into the earth, he doesn't ask for us in help with designing. He helps us ask for us for help in building, in the doing. Amen. He doesn't ask us to build him a house of our own thinking. He doesn't say build the church the way you think it ought to be built. Amen. God is giving specific design and instruction, and he's asking for items of value that he's then going to put to specific use in the tabernacle for the way that he desired to be worshiped. What I'm saying here is that God is the designer. He's the architect. He's the engineer of this dwelling place. The next thing I noted was that, and you should see this in the text, take your time with it during the week, but he says God was only asking for an offering from what the congregation already had in their homes. The offering was already in the congregation, so when God asked for willing hearts, he's not asking them for more than what they already possessed. He's not in this scripture, 35 through 40, calling on them to go to war against another nation to take their possessions. He doesn't ask them to take a second job or start selling things on the internet in order to come up with an offering. But God asks his people to contribute specific items of value that were already in their house. Amen. Just tell your neighbor, it's already in your house. Praise God. Listen, we're going to move on. But the next thing, and we touched on this if you were here a few weeks ago, the next thing he's asking for, he asked for our skills. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, we preached it from the message, God designed us to help, right? So the next thing he goes to in verses 10 through 19, he's starting to look for our skills. He says, all who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle, its tent, its covering, its clasps, its boards, its bars, its pillars, its sockets, the ark and its poles with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and its poles, all its utensils and the showbread. Also, the lampstand for the light, its utensils, its lamps, and the oil for the light. The incense altar, its poles, the anointing oil, the sweet incense, and the screen for the door of the entrance to the tabernacle. Verse 16 says, the altar of burnt offering with its bronze grating, its poles, all its utensils, and the laver and the base. The hangings of the courts, its pillars, their sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court, the pegs of the tabernacle, the pegs of the court and their cords, the garments of ministry for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest. I could go on, and God goes on to be very specific. I wanted you to hear at least part of that to see how specific and detailed God was being in the design of the tabernacle. Amen. And he says again that we are designed to help. He has given us skills and talents and gifting that are his for use in this house. He speaks of the gifted artisans that he has placed in the congregation. When he created the earth, when he created us, God just spoke it out of nothing. Amen. The heavens, the sea, everything that in them is, he had just spoke it and it was. But here in Exodus 35:10, God calls on those in whom he has placed gifted skills of craftsmanship and calls them to use in the building of the tabernacle. He doesn't just speak here. He doesn't just speak in the church house, just appears out of nothing. But instead, he calls on the members of the congregation to participate. He's still the architect. He's still the designer. He's still the one who's orchestrating and directing, but he involves you and I in the building of the house. Amen. He says, all who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded. And he goes on, verses 11 through 19, he starts to outline the use of all the material gifts that were contributed. So he spoke out all that was needed. He spoke out that both in the materials and in the skills. And now he starts to assign purpose to it so that we can envision how the contributions would then be used. We begin to see God's purpose in giving. He starts to talk about it, even saying its poles, its utensils, the laver and the base, the garments which would be for ministry, the ministering in the holy place. He was talking about how all of these items would come together and be used. So you've got to spend some time in that. I can't do it from the pulpit this morning. You've got to go to 35. You got to go to 36. Just take it maybe a chapter a day. Break it down. Get through it this week. You'll see where God was going. It'll go quickly, but you'll just see things that you'll have to highlight. We find in the rest of chapter 35 and going into chapter 36 that all of this giving, all of this serving began to stir up the entire congregation of God's people. The 29th verse says, the children of Israel brought a freewill offering to the Lord. All the men and women whose hearts were willing to bring material for all kinds of work, which the Lord by the hand of Moses had commanded to be done. They say that iron sharpens iron, but likewise a spirit of giving stirs and moves in the congregation. I took a note also. Did you see how he didn't put any names next to those who had given? Amen. You read it. It's a lot of text. It's a lot of words, but he's not taking an audit of what was given. He's not assigning names. He's not doing an accounting of individuals, but he credits the entire congregation, the children of Israel, for what was given to build the tabernacle. He was telling them, y'all doing well. Amen. But I did see this, that he does call out a few folks by name, not for what they gave, but for what their skills were in the artisan, their artistry of craftsmanship. He says in 30 through 35, and Moses said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord has called by name Bezalel of the son of Uri, the son of Hur of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the spirit of God in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of artistic workmanship. They were saying, listen, he's about to get some things done. He was the one you call when you need to build something. These two, the other one that he had, and he says in verse 34, and he has put in his heart the ability to teach in him and Oliab, the son of Ahizamah of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with skill to do all manner of work of the engraver and the designer and the tapestry maker in blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine linen, and of the weaver, those who do work and those who design artistic works. Again, these two, he bringing them up, but he's really saying he has put it in them to get this work done. And I don't believe, when I was looking at it further and studying it further, I don't believe that that's why God wrote their names in the text. Amen. Because even as great as they may have been, they were still just two men. All right? They were still just two. And they didn't have enough days in their life to accomplish the task that the Lord was asking for. That's why we have to come together as a congregation. And so what I saw and why I believe he named them in the text is that he pointed out in verse 34 that these two men, Bezalel and Oholiab, were also given the spirit to teach. Amen. So they weren't just good at what they did, but they had the ability in them to teach. They had the ability in them to coach. They had the ability in them to mentor and to parent someone else. Amen. And that meant that others could learn from them for the purpose of building a place. Again, this was giving with purpose, a place where God could dwell with his people. I saw it in action last week. I saw it all throughout the day, but I'll just pick out the kitchen ministry. There were those who were skilled in the kitchen ministry that you know have an anointing from God to do that work. But then there were also those that were working alongside who had been taught. Yeah. Amen. There were those that, you know, you might say were born in the kitchen and always keep one foot nearby. Amen. But there were those that, although they weren't born with that skill, they were taught. And how many, you know, you don't just get taught unless someone also has a willing heart to do what? To teach. Amen. So. There were those who were directing, and that there were those who were willing to learn and to serve. Listen, this is a good time. Just tell your neighbor, I'm willing to teach. That was the easy part. Now I need you to just tell yourself, I'm willing to learn. Amen. What you see in the text is that everyone has something to give and everyone has some way to serve. And this is a good time. I'm so thankful. It's a good time for me to remember and point out in the from our ministry fair just a couple of weeks ago, how many of you have signed up for some area of ministry in the church. That's why I know and can believe that when you said that and repeated, I'm willing to learn, it wasn't just because I asked you to say it, but so many of you have testified about it in advance by putting your name next to something that needs to be done. Amen. So thank God for you and for what God will do through you in this season. Let's look at chapter 36, because we got to keep it moving. But 36, if you were to start somewhere in the third verse, it says, so they continued bringing to him freewill offerings. This is amazing. This is a miracle right here. They continued bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. This is the congregation. They just kept giving. Verse 4, then all the craftsmen who were doing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work he was doing, and they spoke to Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded us to do. Verse 6, so Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. And the people were restrained from giving. Amen. Yeah. For the material that they had was sufficient for all the work to be done, indeed too much. Glory to God. You don't hear that preached too often. Amen. Amen. You don't hear leadership coming and saying that the congregation's giving too much. Amen. Amen. But you have to see what's happening. That's why I said, take your time in these chapters throughout this week to come. I want to point out two things that were happening. One, as I told you before, God doesn't ask for anything that's not already in the congregation. Amen. So what was happening here is that everything that the people brought was already in their possession. Amen. And then number two, if you're in the sanctuary this morning and if you just happen to be warm, although that it's cold outside, I just might remind you of a time not too long ago when the church had a fundraiser for the heating system. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And there was a fundraiser because God had spoken to leadership, and then leadership spoke to the congregation, and then the congregation was stirred up to give with generous hearts, and then the funds for the heater were already in your possession, so you brought what the Lord had put on your heart willingly, and once it was given, amen, the purpose for the fundraiser was met, and the fundraiser was shut down. Amen? We can see this. We can see how it's working. When there is giving for purpose, God will not ask for more than what's needed. Amen? Glory to his name. You've got to get through this through the week. I can't go all the way to chapter 40, verse by verse. Amen. We can't do it on this morning. So I'm going to jump up. And if I get there, if I get to verse 40, I want to go to what Moses, records in the text, right at the end of verse 33. It says, so Moses finished the work. Amen. He had spoken it. Every word that God had given him for the tabernacle, he spoke it out. And the people willingly gave and willingly served, and it was built. He said the work was finished. But listen to what happens when the work is finished. It says, then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting. All God wanted to do was dwell with his people. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Purpose is coming. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of the meeting because the cloud rested above it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. When the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, the children of Israel would go onward in all their journeys. And if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey until the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day, and fire was over it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. Glory to his name. All God wanted was to build a tabernacle, a place where he could dwell with his people. All of this giving was with purpose. All he wanted to do was have a house that when it opened, the people could come in and that he could give them the word for the day. And that when they would go not as they were, but they would go under the leading of the Lord. Praise his name. This is what happens under a free will offering. Again, God didn't ask them what they wanted in the tabernacle. He already had a purpose for it. He already had it designed. He already knew what would go on if they would just invite him in, build a place where he could dwell. And all of this is Old Testament. Listen, I love the Old Testament, but you probably have noticed that I preach mainly out of the New Testament. Amen. It's like this. I love my old job, you know, but my old job just served the purpose to get me to my new job. Amen. That's the one I really love. Amen. So I love the Old Testament. Amen. It set me up for where I needed to be in the New Testament. And this is the free will that God is asking in the New Testament. Glory to his name. You see, all of that Old Testament, every time we got to get a willing heart to give, is just so that we can be prepared to make the free will decision that is offered to us when we're given instruction by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. You see, there comes a day when the free will offering that we'll have to kind of make our choice on is when Jesus says to us, follow me. In fact, Jesus is asking us sometimes to forsake all that we have. Everything that we used to do, everything that we used to hold up as our valuables, he's now saying, forsake all that you have, give up all that is valuable to you and follow me. He's asking us another free will decision. See, the Old Testament was just to set up our heart, prepare us for what he was about to do when the new came. You know, for the secular world, it's a hard saying. Those who cling to their earthly possessions, their gold, their silver, their precious fabrics. What do you mean, Jesus? What is this that you're asking of me? But I'm saying this again, just as he did with the tabernacle, Jesus is simply asking us to give with purpose. He's not forcing his way into our hearts, but he desires a dwelling place where he can abide with us and lead us by day and by night. Amen. God wants to build something with you. Amen? Amen. Glory to his name. He desires a place to dwell in our hearts and our souls, so he asks us for a free will decision, calling on us to make a choice between the world around us and receiving the eternal tabernacle that he has promised us in the scripture. Praise God. I'm telling you, we did well with our free will contribution to the building. The work, the gold, all that has been done with your hands, it has been duly noted. But now what we're saying is, will you make the free will decision to give your life to Jesus and allow him to dwell in you? Will you make room for the King? Glory to his name. Will you allow Jesus to come in? Listen, not with your design for your life, but will you allow Jesus to be the architect, and will you allow him to come in with the purpose he has designed for your life? Will you offer up yourself freely? You've set things up. Listen, you've set things up in life just the way that you like. You just now got to the point where you say, no, this is good. This is what I've been looking for. Glory to his name. But what do you do when he says, I need that too. I need you to give that up. I need you to make the free will decision to let go of everything and follow me. Are you ready for the changes that Jesus wants to make? Listen, every detail. That's why I said you got to read it. When you see how detailed God was with the earthly tabernacle, what do you think he wants to do with this vessel that you hold? Glory to his name. Romans 12 and 1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, set apart, acceptable to God, which is your what? Your reasonable service. Amen. And don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Listen, this is why he had to tell us that in Romans 12, because when we designed the vessel, we designed it the way that we wanted. God didn't get to us in advance, so we had already started along with this life the way that we thought was best.
Amen. Amen.
But now he's asking for a sacrificial offering. And that offering is everything you thought was good for you. Listen, this morning, doors of the church are open. And we open them because your life will never be the same again. When you accept Jesus with the free will offering of your heart, he will come in and renew and transform. How does he do it? He does it with his word, by speaking to you everything that he designed from the very beginning. So will you come? Will you accept Jesus this morning? Will you give him your life? Will you offer up yourself freely and make the decision to follow him? The doors of the church are open. Will you come? Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to say hello to your pastor for us. And if you're looking for a church fellowship in Philadelphia, we'd love to see you this Sunday at 11 a.m. Open Door Baptist Church, 1632 North 26th Street, zip code 19121.
More information is online at opendoorbaptistphilly.com and Instagram at opendoorbaptistphilly. Until next week, stay encouraged and always remember, God loves you.